Father, how we thank you for your word. It's so simple and so plain. And yet, Lord, it takes your Holy Spirit to make it simple and plain, or otherwise our heads complicate everything and muddy the waters. But we thank you for the glorious message, the truth, the good news of your coming into the world. You came to seek and to save that which is lost. You said, I bring you good tidings of great joy that shall be to all people. Unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Lord, we know that you came into the world on a saving mission, a rescue mission. And we all need saving from sin. Some people want to be saved in their sins, but Lord, we know you don't do it like that. Help them to come this day your way, to be saved your way from their sins, delivered from them and made new creatures in Jesus Christ, for old things pass away and all things have become new. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Bless his name forever. Jesus, there's nobody like you. Absolutely nobody. It's been a joy and a privilege to exalt your high and holy name to this people today. And Lord, may the Word of God somehow found a beautiful lodging place in every heart, so that, Lord, we'll have a fuller, richer, deeper appreciation of who you really are. Oh, Master, take the scales from our eyes, that we'll give you more true and faithful and wholehearted worship, and also labor faithfully for you. We're not here, Lord God of heaven, to do our will, but strictly yours. You sent us into a world to declare your name and show the riches of your grace and point the lost to a saving knowledge of thyself. And Lord, may somebody this day who has been in the sound of the gospel call hearken to your call and get saved while the door of mercy is still wide open. For we ask it in Christ's name. Amen.
Father, I ask you in the name of Jesus, through the grace that brought salvation, that has appeared unto all men, this grace that produces forgiveness, canceling of our debt, blotting out of our iniquities, giving us a clean slate, a new fresh start, a clean heart, a new vessel. You're gracious and ready to forgive. For you said, Lord, in your word that we have redemption through your blood, even the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of your grace. Oh, my Father, manifest thyself here tonight. May many pardoned souls, cleansed hearts, renewed lives walk out of this place with a light heart, rejoicing in you, learning now how to really worship you in spirit and in truth. Having been forgiven much, we love much. Oh, Father, work mightily thy salvation until we be truly new creatures in Christ, in whose name we pray. With heads bowed and eyes closed, Brother Wayne is coming to give you the invitation.
Father, we know that sin is a killer. And whether it happens in the church or out of the church, we know that it's taken its toll on many a backslider's life. It's taken its toll on many a sinner's life. But Lord, we're glad this morning that in compassion and love, we're not here to beat a backslider down, nor are we here to beat a sinner down, but let them know that there is a remedy for sin, and the atoning blood of Jesus Christ can cleanse us from all unrighteousness and can make us clean and lily white inside. And on top of that, that wonderful saving power of our miracle Christ, the great physician who has never lost a case of those who will wholly turn to you. You can not only save us from our sins, but deliver us from the thing that you saved us from and keep us delivered. For you said, the Lord shall deliver thee from every evil work and preserve thee unto his heavenly kingdom. Lord of heaven, we pray this morning that you'll touch every soul that was in the reach of the gospel call. And those, wherever they've been located by your Spirit, will come back to you, Lord, if they wandered away. Those who are lost and unsaved and undone, before this day's service is ended, they'll find themselves in an altar of prayer and give their lives to you, Jesus, to make them a new creature. Oh, hear and answer prayer. Let thy saving power be made manifest in this building today and destroy the works of the devil, Lord, because we know he's been the wrecker and the ruiner of humanity. But defeat him and bring souls out of darkness into your marvelous light. And out of that Jericho road onto the straight and the narrow way, the way of holiness, that the unclean shall not pass over. For we ask in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Father, teach us a valuable lesson this morning out of these experiences from your word. For you said all these things were written for our learning and for our admonition unto whom the ends of the world are come. You gave us due warning when you said, Lord, in your word, that we're to abstain from fleshly lusts which war against the soul. You also told us, Lord, in your word, to put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill it in the lust thereof. Lord, help us to take heed to these divine instructions, lest we would forfeit the most valuable, the most treasured of all possessions, that anointing of the Holy Ghost. And any and all, Lord, who this morning are not filled, help them to enter right on in, because you said, you seek and you shall find. If any man thirst, let him come to me and drink. And out of his inmost being will flow rivers of living water. This you spake of the Spirit, that they that believe on thee should receive. And Lord, we know that he's for believers. And so we want to be among those who are the receivers, because we're believing you for that filling. Fill everyone's cup full to overflowing who wants this, Lord. We know it's far better than any earthly joys that are afforded in this life. And we pray that you give us a spiritual church full of the power of God, our faces shining with the glory from heaven, that people will see and take knowledge of us, that we really have been with you, Lord Jesus, that we're different because you have made us so. Oh, saturate us with your divine presence, we pray. In the name of Jesus, amen. God bless you. Have a good day.
Now, Lord, may the message here this morning about even this last precious truth of memory, may it bring home to our heart a message that we need to be careful what we store in that memory box, that inner built-in computer, because we'll meet it down the road, but good or evil. And Lord, for that lost soul outside of Jesus Christ who is here this morning, we plead through the mercies of our God, thy Holy Spirit will tug at that heart and convict them of sin and of righteousness and of judgment to come, and strive with them, Spirit of God, and bring them to an old-fashioned altar prayer to get right with God before this day has ended and this service has ended. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you.
Father, we thank you this morning that there is a love that can motivate our hearts to do the thing that would be hard to do if compassion wasn't there. Oh, Son of God, we pray today that that same compassion that you had when you saw the multitudes of sheep having no shepherd, you had compassion on them. And another time when people tarried with you for 3 days hearing you minister the word, you would not send them away hungry. You had compassion on them and performed a miracle to feed them. And Lord, you said in your word that you, in all of our afflictions, you are afflicted. Oh, how this touches our heart.
to feel our feelings and every tragedy and disaster and every heartache that we have, you're right in there with us in it. As you said in Isaiah 63:9. Lord, that moves on our heart. Then you said also over there in Judges 10:16 that your heart was grieved because of the oppressions of the enemies of the children of Israel against them. It broke your heart. And Lord, we remember when you said to Saul, that cruel-hearted religious man who was persecuting your children and even confining them to prison and beating them, forcing them to deny their allegiance and faith in you. You asked him, why persecutest thou me? Lord, this touches our heart because it let us know that you put yourself in the place of your children who were being hurt, and that man was hurting you when he was hurting your children. Lord, help us to remember that, lest any cold or calculating or harsh or unkind words that we would be tempted to say to somebody who is a child of God, we would be reminded that that's your property. To speak unkind to them, we're hurting you. To do something ungodly and wicked and retaliatory toward them, that we're hurting you because they're your property. Help us to feel that way about people, Lord. To feel their feelings and to recognize that you in your compassion relate yourself to those who are in distress and in times of trouble. And you want to love them through us. Lord, we don't love enough and we repent of that. We need more compassion than we have, and we pray that you'll just pour it in. Because, Lord, it's easier for us to pour it out when you have put it in there. We don't want it to be mechanical and artificial and pretended and put on and try to force ourselves to do something that's not a part of our heart. We want our heart to be bathed with your love until we feel people's hurts and their distresses and their heartaches and their troubles and really show that we are caring people. Remember when David lamented in Psalm 142:4, and he said, no man careth for my soul.
Father, this morning we pray that these words will find a lodging place in all of our hearts. Renew, rekindle, Lord God of heaven, in our spirit that cautiousness. We know that there was a price to be paid of self-denial and death to the old carnal nature to get that a sweet anointing of the Holy Ghost on our soul. And Lord, we pray that you'll help us to always treasure and value that anointing, that we'll not play around nor trifle with it, nor dabble around with sin, nor flirt with flesh. But Lord God, keep us separated unto thyself, living pure and clean and holy and righteous and godly, and live in the power of the Lord, in the strength of our God. You said, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, and put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Jesus, he does have plenty of wiles, but wise us up and keep us, Lord, so loving righteousness and hating iniquity that we won't bow, we won't bend, we won't compromise, but we would be firm and resolute in our spirit, refusing the evil and choosing the good. But we ask it in Jesus' precious name. And all said, amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.